j'ai mon famille. Hopefully you guys had an awesome week. I was trying to say this all in French, but I forgot. hope you guys enjoyed your time, your last little bit of time left with John and Heather, and everything's going well. Hopefully you guys are feeling better. I know you guys have been feeling kind of sick, so hopefully you guys have been feeling my prayers for you guys. My week has been pretty good so far. We get like a little bit of time to write to you guys on Sunday, so it's only been like a few days since I last talked to you guys, but let's see, I'll just start from Wednesday. So Wednesday was when we went out and proselyted, and oh my gosh, it was so awesome. It was seriously the coolest thing. So like, so we all got like together like as our whole district, and they separated all of our companionships, right? And so we were paired up with like a French elder or one English with like two French, or two English, two French. Like, it just kind of depended on how it worked out. And so I was paired with Elder Sievertson Kuhn, and then these other two French elders. Elder Ge and Elder Merwan. I can't remember how to say his last name. But anyways, so they're like really cool dudes. I'm like really close with those French elders, so it was awesome. I was so happy that I was paired with them. And so we all got like in the car, and then we all just drove to the stake center. So the Accra Ghana mission and the Ghana, or the Accra West mission, like, are right here at the MTC. Like, it borders both of them. And so half of us went to the Accra mission and half of us went to the Accra West. And I'm pretty sure we were the group that went to the West. I can't remember exactly, but so we all drove to a state center there, and then they basically like just dropped us off and were like, okay, go proselyte. And we're like, oh my gosh. So we all just start walking, and then we just like decided to like just sit there and say a prayer to like find people, because we were like, we do not know what the heck to do. And so then we just started walking. And, like, it was just crazy how, like, we just kind of just, like, took different turns and stuff. And then we just were walking. And then these guys are, like, just sitting there, like, kind of to the side. And they yelled, like, oh, elders, like, come here. Give me one of your pamphlets. And we're like, okay. So we, like, go over to them. And we're, like, asking them if they have time to learn a lesson or not. And they just kind of end up saying, like, no, like, we don't have a lot of time. So we just ended up, like, writing, our numbers down, like, on it, and then gave it to them, because they gave us, like, a number to write down so, like, the missionaries could contact them and use, like, the people that we talked to. And so we got their number and then gave them this number, right? And then we just kind of left, and then we just kept walking, and then we found this one lady that was just sitting there, like, ironing clothes. So we, like, walked in there. Because the French elder's like, oh, we should go talk to this lady. So we're like, okay. So we go talk to her. But she was, like, seemed pretty busy. So we just basically just left a pamphlet with her and, like, just shared, like, a short little message and then just left. And then we just kept going. And then we found this one lady just, like, sitting in her barbershop. And so we walked up and we're like, hey, like, how are you doing? Like, we're the missionaries. And just kept... And we just talked to her a little bit, and then she said, like, she wasn't doing anything, and, like, she wanted to learn more about it, so we got to teach her a lesson on the restoration, so it was really cool. But our problem was, we didn't even start with a prayer, which is, like, number one, like, the worst thing you can do, and then we didn't extend, like, any commitments to her, and we didn't even end with a prayer, so it was pretty bad, but... We learned a lot. But, like, she was super receptive, and so it was really awesome. So I'm pretty sure, like, the missionaries will probably hook up with her, which will be good. And then kept walking for a while, and then we like turned onto this like busy street where it was basically just cars. Like it was like a main street. So we didn't find anyone for like 30 minutes. We were just kind of walking around like, oh my gosh, what are we doing? And then we just kind of like walked over. Like they have like this like giant like creek type like trench thing just going through the middle of the city. And so like we walked across the bridge and we're walking and like I saw this road and like I just felt like we need to go down that road. But like I knew it was going to be a dead end. I'm like, why the heck should we go down this road? Like this is just going to be a waste of time. I'm like, okay, like, guys, like I think we should go down this road. So we just go down there and we find this guy just sitting on the bench. And Elder Stevenson Cooney's like, he's like, you guys, like, let's go teach this guy. I'm like, he seems like he's just kind of sleeping on this bench. And I was like, I don't know if we should. So we just end up like walking up to him and just like introducing ourselves to him. And we're just talking a little bit. And he said that he's like talked to the missionaries before. Like he's seen them come by. And we're like, oh, like, did you let them like give you a message? He's like, no. He's like, I wasn't really interested. But he said like right now, like he's like, I don't know. He's like, I got like some time. You guys can start teaching me. And we're like, oh my gosh, like, dude, this is awesome. So we start talking to him, and we find out that this guy is like, he just goes to this Baptist church like down the road, but his brother is a member of the LDS Church, and so like we're just talking to him, and like he's just super receptive of it, and we teach him like all about the Restoration, the Book of Mormon, and we asked him like, if he would read the Book of Mormon. Like he actually asked us if we had a Book of Mormon, and we didn't have Book of Mormons. Like they just gave us pamphlets to give out, but we told him that if he would call the missionaries and like get in contact with them, they could get him a Book of Mormon. And so he said he would call them and that he'd get in contact with them, and he said he had like some other friends that like he would probably try to get to join. So I'm like, oh my gosh, like we basically got this dude, like, you know, this guy just totally ready to learn the gospel. Like, it was really cool just to see that. And so then after that, then we had to walk back to, oh, and the guy actually helped us. So we asked him, we're like, hey, like, what's the fastest way back to the Stake Center? Because we had to go back there to have lunch and stuff. And he took us like through the shortcut. Like, it was so awesome. So we just like got there way quick, which was really nice. And then these other elders like came at like 1 o'clock to like meet up with us to go out. Like they took some of us to go out and teach like actual lessons to some investigators they've been teaching. And so me and Elder Good, one of the French elders, went with Elder Jews, which was one of the elders, and then Elder Herod, Elder Stevenson Kuhn, and then that other elder went with him. And so we left, and so Elder Jews, he's from Sandy, Utah. He's been out for like 17 months, right? And so I just get like talking to him, and like he seemed like really negative. Like he just like, he's like, dude, like he called like MTC prison. He's like, oh, like, he's like, how's prison going? I'm like, what are you talking about? He's like, the MTC. I'm like, oh yeah. I'm like, we're just talking. Like he just was really negative. Like he's talking about like how it's just so hot and like all these things. I'm like, dude, like you've been out for 17 months. Like, shouldn't you be like not worried about these things? But so I keep talking to him and like getting to know him, and he starts telling me that like, so me and Elder Dick were like sitting in the room, and he like writes something on the board and then takes a picture of us with it. And then he's like, I need you guys to do this. And like on the board he wrote like, partake of the fruit and your eyes will be open or something. But like at the time, like me and Elder Dick were like, what the heck is this? And so I asked him about it. And he's like, oh dude, like he's like, that's like the Akragana mission, man. Like he's like, once you partake of the fruit, like your eyes are totally opened. Like he said, you know that white Bible? He's like, yeah, dude, like you get out here, you don't even follow any of the rules. Like he's like, just starts talking like all these things. I'm like, dude, what is wrong with this guy? Like he just kept saying, he's like, I'm like, everybody says I'm like the most apostate missionary. And I'm like, dude, what is wrong with this kid? And so he like starts talking, like he's like, he said that like you can just buy like all these things super cheap here. Like he's bought a tablet that he uses like every week for emailing, and like he just buys Wi-Fi to be able to use it, and like he buys like a bunch of movies, like all the Fast and Furious, like all these things. I'm like, dude, what the heck? Like, this guy is so messed up. And so we just keep going, and like we're supposed to teach like these people, but all the people that we come to that like he had planned for the day to teach, all of them either weren't there or like, or they just didn't want to like listen to the message. So we just kept walking around, and then we found this one guy that wanted to like hear the message. And so I guess like he used to be a member but then stopped going to the church and started going to like the Baptist church, and now he's like a Baptist preacher or something, I don't even know. And so we like were teaching him about the sacrament, like the importance of going to church and stuff. But this guy was like, I don't even know, he's kind of crazy. He liked talking a lot. Like it was almost like he was trying to convince us that like his church is okay. Like I don't know, it was really weird. So after that, then we went and we were like supposed to go out and contact, but Elder Jews was like, he's like, dude, like I hate contacting, like we're just gonna go walk around, like he's like there's some people that I want to go talk to and see. So we just literally just went around and like sat with different members at like their houses. Like they weren't really houses, like we went to like some shop that like this lady was at that like he was really good friends with or something, and they were just like, it was just because he kept complaining about how it was so hot. He's like, oh dude, like this lady's got great AC, like we're gonna go here. So we just sat there for a while, just like sitting and talking, and I don't know, it was really weird. I just like saw that, I'm like, that is the kind of missionary I do not want to be. But yeah, so that happened. And then we came back, and so I guess I forgot about this. So Elder Herod is his companion, and this guy's been like an AP for 9 months. Like he's like the most obedient missionary in the whole Akragana West mission. Like he's just a crazy guy. Like Elder Jews was telling me about how like this guy's motto is avoid the appearance of evil. Like if they're sitting somewhere and like they start hearing like music or like the TV's on like over in the corner of the room, like at a restaurant, he's like Elder Jews, like we gotta leave, like avoid the appearance of evil, and like they just go and sit outside. But anyway, so then Elder Jews was telling me about the story, how there's like this way that they can go on their way home, which is like way faster, but Elder Herod like takes them on like this big loop. I'm like, oh, like why do you guys do that? He's like, well, like down that road, like at nighttime, it's like full of prostitutes. But he's like, when you go through it, he's like, they don't even like do anything to you. Like you can just drive by them and you're fine. And like I'm just sitting there like, dude, what is wrong with this guy? Like he is so messed up in the head. But yeah, so then like we're talking, like I just kept talking to him, and I guess like he was saying how like his parents know like he has all these things and like they just don't really care. And I was just sitting there, I'm like, dude, like this is so sad. Like this is why this kid's the way he is, because his parents are like just don't even care. But yeah, so that happened. And then we just came back and talked about like our experience and wrote down all the numbers and stuff. But honestly, like it was a super cool day, like just to like be out in Africa and like realize the MTC gives us so much. Like it's not even funny. Like it was just really good to experience being out in the field. Like it was awesome. But yeah, so we then like the next day just kind of went back to classes, and then like all the new missionaries came that are like gonna be here for either like 3 weeks or 6 weeks, and they all look so young. It's really funny, like they're like little kids. It's kind of crazy, but I'm like, I wonder if we seemed like that when we first came. But yeah. Yeah, it's been cool. It's been fun to, like, talk to all of them. I feel like French is
definitely coming along, like, a lot better. Like, I'm able to understand more and be able to speak a lot better. And also tomorrow, since it's Fast and Testimony meeting, we all are going to bear our testimonies in French because we're in a French branch now. Like, it's just everything's all French. So it's going to be super cool. I'm really excited for it. So we'll see how that goes. I'm pretty sure I'll be able to write you guys, like, after I'm done with, like, all the meetings. I don't really know how it works. Like, we just have in our schedule, like, 30 minutes set aside just for emailing, it says. But I don't know. So we'll see. Because, I mean, we have time for breakfast and we have time for lunch. But, like, we aren't going to have breakfast and lunch tomorrow since we're fasting, so we're going to see if we can, like, hop on the computers then or something, but I don't really know how it'll work out. We'll see how it works. But, yeah, so that's, like, basically it for my week. I mean, everything's just, like, go to class, study, go to class some more, study, have language study. It's just kind of, like, the same thing over and over. But it's good. It's good practice. I'm definitely not ready to go out and speak 100% French. But I feel like I feel like I'm probably further along in French than I even realize. But I don't know. It'll be good to go out to the field and just kind of be in the reality and, like, have just complete full immersion of French. Like, I'm still at the point where, like, I don't know if it'd be better to have a companion that doesn't know any English at all, or, like, someone who knows English, but, like, knows French, like, way well, so they can help me. Like, I don't really know. But we'll see. The Lord will give me the companion I'm supposed to have. And I just gotta trust that that's the case. But, yeah, so I love you guys tons. Hope you guys had an awesome week. And can't wait to talk to you guys tomorrow. Love you guys.